Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have with us now, we've had this gentleman on before, but it's been a long time, and that's my fault because I just forget things and I get moving on and I get into those distractions that I warn everybody not to get into. But we have Dave Workman, and he is with the he is the communications director for the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. And we welcome him today. We're going to talk about some things that are going on, as well as there's an election going on today. Dave, welcome to CSC Talk Radio. It's good to have you back.
Well, Beth, it's always nice to talk to you, and I'm easily forgotten, so...
Oh, no! That is not
more
true.
People would forget me.
No, we don't want you forgotten. We want you heard loud and clear. We do not want you forgotten at all, my friend. There are so many distractions that keep pulling us in all kinds of directions, and we forget what the battle truly is. Now, obviously, your battle, you're on the front line here with our Second Amendment, protecting and defending, which, you know, it just seems like that is so ridiculous that we have to do that. But now...
Well,
go ahead.
You're right. It's ridiculous that there has to be any kind of an organization, whether it's the Citizens Committee, the National Rifle Association, the Second Amendment, all of us, I'm pretty sure, would be real happy if we could spend our spring times catching fish someplace rather than having to fight to protect a right that is enshrined in the U.S. Constitution. I mean, how stupid is that?
What part of cannot be infringed do they not understand? But, you know, we have been a compromising people, and we have just about compromised ourselves out of all of our rights because we simply don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, or we think, well, okay, and next thing you know, you can't speak, you can't think, you can't shoot, you can't carry, you can't defend yourself, and it's just getting to be absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, I've got a quote, and my listeners, they hear it coming because I say it all the time. It's a George Washington quote. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. And I think it's time the American people lost their patience. Don't you?
Well, judging from what's going on in presidential politics right now, it looks like a whole lot of them have lost their patience. And I think Wisconsin Day might surprise some people. So we'll see how that shakes out.
We'll see what happens. Trump phenomena, and let's not even talk about the Trump. Let's talk about all those that were in the original originally running the 17 on the Republican side, mm-hmm. that there was like four or five of them that are considered non-establishment. And that's who the American people were going to. And not just that the American people were going after them, but because these people, a lot of them, haven't been voting for the last many times. They've not been voting, and now all of a sudden they're awake, and I kind of equated it. My listeners hear this one coming, too. I saw this little poster all running around on the Internet. As lost as Alice and as mad as the Hatter, and I think that's where the American people are right now. They're lost, they're mad, and they don't know what to do, but they're just going to vote against it. They're going to go against it, whatever it is.
Well, yeah, that makes quite a bit of sense right now. And you know, I think if you look back at what we've seen over the last several months, clear back into mid-2015, it really speaks well of the system that we do have, that we started off with 17 candidates on the Republican side. There were three, or maybe one or two out there, dark horses on the Democrat side. We're now down to actually three Republicans running in Wisconsin, Kasich, Cruz, and Trump. And we've pared down the Democrats to Hillary and Bernie Sanders. And it's funny, and now let me preface this. This is not an endorsement, but Sanders, I think, has surprised a whole lot of people. At first, and no disrespect, man, Bernie was seen by a lot of people as just this doddering, quaint old guy from Vermont, and he's been running around kicking Hillary Clinton all over the map.
I'm enjoying that. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm enjoying it.
out of the last six or seven, he's won all but one contest against Hillary. I know out here in Washington State, where I'm talking to you from right now, he didn't just beat her. He pummeled her. It was, I think he pulled in like 76% from the Democratic caucuses. And that tells me something about Democrats, too. There are a lot of Democrats right now who really don't want to play the establishment game, and then they see Hillary Clinton as being part of the Democratic establishment.
Well, I think you're right.
You know, November could really surprise some people. Well, I think the conventions in July are going to surprise some people.
I think what's happening on the Democrat side is very similar to what's happening on the Republican side. I think people are fed up, but again, I think they're so lost that they don't really understand. And I've seen these interviews of the people that are Bernie Sanders supporters, and they don't really know what it is they're supporting. And I've seen the interviews on the other side, and they really don't know the haters of Trump. They really don't know what he's done that they hate. They just know they're supposed to hate him, and they don't understand. You know, in this day and time, when communication is so rampant, I mean, we have so many outlets of communication and able to educate ourselves. It seems like we know less and less. And that just amazes
me. You know,
that's
an interesting observation, as you know, but a lot of your listeners might not. I really am a professional practicing journalist, and one of the things that I do around here, I work as the senior editor of a publication called The Gun Mag, which is owned by the Second Amendment Foundation. I also do a daily column for Examiner.com.
Yes, I noticed that.
And I occasionally write a piece for the conservative firing line. And, of course, my byline, I also write about firearms. I'm in, I don't know, three or four different magazines just doing gun tests and writing about guns and stuff. And as a journalist, I will say this. I love Donald Trump because he sells newspapers. Every time the guy opens his mouth, you're going to get an extra press run. And you know, Ted Cruz is the same way. He's a soundbite a minute. And you got to love people like that when you're in our business, because it never you have to worry about being boring to your readers or your listeners. Just run a sound clip and you're going to fire people up. But here we are in the information age, and we see these man on the street interviews done occasionally on Fox and in other places. And I am astonished and in no small amount disappointed at the lack of information that people operate on. You can show them a picture of Joe Biden, for example. They wouldn't know who he is. He's a vice president of the United States.
You know, at first, and we're heading into a break, and I'm just going to make a comment. At first, when Jay Leno did those man on the street interviews and would ask questions, where there were, you know, they were simple questions, and some of them were like history. And what they did not know, just like you said, not even Joe Biden, that he's the president, vice president. You know, at first it was funny, and then it just really bothered me. It got really deep down in my soul, and I thought, what have we done to this nation? We're going into a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines. You can give us a call at 877-895-5410, and we will talk guns. 877-895-5410, and Dave and Beth Ann will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
David Keefton, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Dave Workman. He is the Communications Director of Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. So we're going to talk a little bit about our Second Amendment today, or a lot about our Second Amendment today. And I've also been focusing a lot lately on our First Amendment, Dave. We have so many things that are going against it. And, of course, now they are seeking legal counsel, legally how they can keep us and punish us and fine us from disagreeing with climate change. And so I'm thinking, oh my goodness, we have to chase so many rabbits down this road, and we're going to need a gun to shoot them, I got a feeling.
Well, I'll tell you something, Beth, and this one really disturbs me because the government is saying it's going to prosecute people, or at least that's the meme, the storyline. They're looking at prosecuting people for expressing an opinion that is different from what they think.
Yes.
And these state attorney generals seem to have forgotten the First Amendment. Mm. And the First Amendment has been incorporated to the states for decades. And if they don't understand what it means, I'll explain it to them. It means that the government cannot stifle your freedom of speech. You can't tell people how to think. You can't tell people what to say. And you know what? If you don't like it, Mr. Attorney General, pound sand. And some of these guys are going to be up for election this fall. And I have a suspicion that if they push this too hard, they're going to get a backlash in November, and some of them will be looking for jobs somewhere else.
There's 16 Democrats that are going along with this, and they're saying here in this, and this is coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation, says that they begin an inquisition against climate change disbelievers. Well, in 1478, the Spanish Inquisition systematically silenced any citizens who held views that did not align with the king's. So I call it king government. It doesn't matter who seems to be in that White House of the last several decades. They constantly are cutting into our rights, infringing upon them. You know, they don't come from them. They don't come from the piece of paper. They come from God. But we've allowed to we've been compromising, and we've allowed them to continually chip away.
Well, you know, one of the interesting things about being involved, I guess, in the gun rights movement, I'll take credit for I'm involved in it. I write.
You're heavily involved in it.
I'm a journalist. That's all. I'm a journalist. But I see all the time a concerted effort to really stifle the Second Amendment. Now, apparently, a lot of people in government have gotten used to that idea, so now they're turning their attention to the First Amendment. And and here we go. We've been warning
We have.
People for years that, look, if the Second Amendment falls, everything else is on the table. And you can't just take away one piece of the Bill of Rights and say, yeah, okay, we're done, and everybody will go away and be happy. That's not how government works. Government is always after power, and the Bill of Rights was established by the founders to put a limit on government. I'm afraid that some people seem to have lost sight of that. And it's a little scary. I'm just saying that. It's a little scary, and it all really started, I think, with this attack on the Second Amendment.
Oh, yes.
You can't control people unless you can take away their ability to fight back.
And you and I know there's only one reason. There's only one reason that a government would want to disarm its citizens. It has nothing to do with controlling your hunting.
There's only one reason.
There's only one reason for them to want to disarm their citizens, and that's because they know that they're going to thieve. They've perpetrated theft against us. We know that through Social Security and many other things. We know that we're now being ruled, taxed without representation through the bureaucracy, that we do not elect them, through the fines and the license and the permits and all this and that, and now they're wanting to do more against your First Amendment. And it just, you know, I guess we gave them that inch, and they're taking more than just a mile, and it's time for us to put a stop to it.
You know, one guy that I know, and because he actually founded this place, who's a big defender of the First Amendment, is Alan Gottlieb. He founded the Second Amendment Foundation. He's the chairman of the Citizens Committee. And he really is a firm, solid, he lives the First Amendment. He doesn't just support it. He's one of these guys that he'll tell you right up front, hey, look, you know, this is a civil right, and people have a right to say what they think, even though we may not like to hear it. And I enjoy working with him because we make a pretty good team. And being a journalist with a background, I've even got a degree in journalism, and it's refreshing to see somebody who will just say, hey, you know, this isn't just about guns, this is about freedom, and it's about liberty. And it's really, I think, important for a lot of people to understand that, and this election is really all about that, too. We're not just talking about a change at the White House. We're talking about the U.S. Supreme Court, about the federal courts, about the direction of litigation for the next generation and maybe beyond. There's a lot at stake this November, and if we can encourage people to bone up on the facts and get out and exercise their voting rights, maybe we can turn things around here a little bit.
You know, I had to kind of chuckle the petition that was going around to welcome in the firearms in the Republican convention that's coming up.
That was funny, yeah.
How many people reacted to that? Was it? I can't remember now. It was an astonishing amount, like 300,000 or something like that.
Yeah, what struck me, I got a call from some radio, I think it was National Public Radio here several days ago, asking me about that. And they were trying to pin me down about how I felt about people maybe carrying guns in the Republican convention. And I said, you know what, the whole thing was, they're saying it was kind of a spoof. And at that time, the story was breaking that this was kind of a spoof. But it hit a raw nerve with tens of thousands of people. And those people were saying almost unanimously, hey, wait a minute, this is not such a bad idea. A, we've had terrorism attacks. B, we get the Second Amendment.
With all this talk of a brokered convention, I'm thinking it might change the climate just a little bit. In the room.
An armed society is a polite society, you know. So.
We're going to keep this nice and clean, fellas, nice and clean. We're going to make sure that it's fair on both sides. I thought it was interesting. And again, it was supposed to be a spoof, but the reaction to it from the people was just astonishing. And we've seen a lot of these spoofs that have brought in reactions that possibly we liked or we didn't like. This one was comical. It was sad when they took the, and I'm trying to think if it was Yale or what the university was, when they did a spoof. You know, of course, we had all these uprisings in the, they need safe spaces and such because their feelings get hurt. And so they took a petition to this college, to this university, and it was to repeal the First Amendment. And they were not just signing it. They were eager and thanking them. I just don't think people's feelings should be hurt. Realizing that the very thing they're signing is signing away their right to ever sign another petition.
It boggles my mind, and that is kind of a worn-out phrase. But one time here a few years ago, I was interviewing Trey Gowdy, the congressman from South Carolina, and he had said something, coined a phrase that I remember to this day, and I asked him, I said, did you really mean that? And he said, yeah. He had called somebody on Capitol Hill mind-numbingly stupid.
Mm.
And when you think about people agreeing to sign a petition to repeal the First Amendment,
they don't know what it is.
You gotta sit back and wonder, well, what are these people smoking? You know, it's just it's scary.
Well, we're going to go into another break. When we come back, I want to talk about the Supreme Court and the importance in this new this opening right now that's going to be filled, and possibly others. It could be possibly five in the near future that will need to be filled. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I want you to check out the website for the CCRKBA, and it's just CCRKBA.org. And we will be right back.
Going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And I'm visiting today with Dave Workman. He is with the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. You can visit their website, but just using the initials, which is CCRKBA.org. So write that down, CCRKBA.org. You can give them a call. We want you to join them. We want you to join in this fight. It's what we need to do. We've got to stand together. I say that every single day. And that number is 1-800-486-6963. Let me repeat that. 1-800-486-6963. Now, when we were going into the break, Dave, I said I wanted to talk about the Supreme Court justices and what's coming up. Now, we have one that's been nominated. I wanted to talk about that a little bit because I know we have some concerns about where this gentleman stands on the Second Amendment.
Well, yeah, it's. I think the bothersome thing is, to me at least, is that he's being described as a moderate or a liberal moderate or, you know, however you want to define that. And yet the individual that he is nominated to replace was a cornerstone on the conservative side of the court. And I think that it best serves the public to have a balanced Supreme Court. Don't stack it all one side left or right. That way you have wisdom from all different corners coming down to a decision on, you know, take any subject for if you want to, and you'll find, I think, the prevailing wisdom will probably closely agree with what the founders had in mind when they wrote the Constitution. It's the Supreme Court's job and duty, I think, to try to hand down rulings that go along with the Constitution, not invent law, not be an activist court one way or the other, but to protect what is written in the Constitution. That's why when Justice Scalia, rest his soul, when he wrote the 2008 Heller ruling, you could tell from reading that, and I did, I read it about, I don't know, three or four times, he really did his homework on that thing. He went back and he studied the history of the Second Amendment, what it was all about, came up with this ruling. Of course, the far left went, no pun intended, they went ballistic over this. Gee whiz, we can't have everybody having the right to keep and bear arms. You know, that right's got to be reserved for the militia. And people in the firearms community sit back and they scratch their heads and wonder, well, wait a minute, what's the matter? Can't you people read the Constitution and see what it says?
And who is the militia? We, the people, are the militia.
Well, yeah.
I've known that since I was a little kid. I'm kind of like what you just said. I don't understand why they don't get it. Why they to overanalyze what we do. We know they have an agenda. And that's the problem I have with elected officials or these appointed Supreme Court officials or others. Why do we keep bringing in people who don't believe in who we are as a nation? They don't believe in the Constitution. They don't believe in the Bill of Rights. I mean, we had one, and I think it was Ginsburg, what's her name? I've lost her name. One of the Supreme Court judges, the female, the older one. They're all old, aren't they?
you mean Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Yes, I think that was the one. She was the one who said that it's outdated. We need to redo our Constitution. It's outdated. So she doesn't even believe in that which she's supposed to be judging and standing up for. And that I have a problem with.
Yeah, and I'm not sure whether Justice Ginsburg said that. It sounds like something she might say, but...
Oh, yeah, she did. I had a quote from her.
It always astounded me, at least for the last 8 years, when Barack Obama ran for president, he gets up and his stump speech was, you know, we got the greatest country in the world, so let's change it. And I'm sitting there thinking, what did you just say? It's just, you know, if this is such a bad place that it needs to be changed, why do people keep sneaking in here? You would think it'd be they'd be running in the other direction. But we have that little dilemma that nobody's been able to answer yet. Why do people keep trying to sneak into the United States? Mm-hmm. If it's a lousy place, if it's a bad place to be, why would anybody want to come here? And I think the question sort of answers itself. We've got a Constitution. A cornerstone of that Constitution is the Second Amendment. It's what has protected all the other amendments, really, because it is the ultimate check and balance. The founders didn't write the Second Amendment just so somebody could go shoot a bunch of ducks on Sunday. That's not what that's all about. And it's important, I think, that for people to keep that in perspective. We do have the ballots, and if push comes to shove, I guess we have the bullets. Mm. Yeah, I don't want to go there, but
no, I don't think any of us do. That's why that Second Amendment is so important to keep. It's, you know, the more you and I both know, if somebody knows you're carrying, if somebody knows this house might have guns, they're going to be less likely to break in, less likely to attack you. I mean, they're going to think twice before they do something. And that's the same thing with other nations. That's the same thing with a tyrannical government. If they know the citizens are armed, they're going to think twice. They're going to try and trick us, which they've been doing a very good job of. They're going to think twice before they attack the people. And the militia, a well-armed citizenship here in the United States of America, that is the best and the cheapest for the government defense that we can have.
Well, there's a lot of opinion that side with that. Yeah, and I remember when I was younger, which probably was about 1,000 years ago.
Just yesterday we were younger, Dave. We were younger yesterday. So it was just that. Yesterday.
Yeah. My dad, who served in the Army Air Corps in World War II, told me a story. And he never talked about the war. Never talked about it. I've never run into anybody who was in serious combat who ever wanted to talk about that.
No.
But he told me that when he was going to school in California. He grew up here in Washington State, but he was down there at college or something. And he was having his shoes shined, he said, on Sunday when the news came in about Pearl Harbor. And what he said just really nailed it. He said he couldn't get his hands on a gun fast enough. And, you know, all these years later, I have to think about that. Other countries might have been invaded, but only a raving lunatic would ever try to invade the United States. I think there's this famous saying floating around, alleged to have been made by either Admiral Yamamoto or one of the Japanese generals, is there would be a rifle behind every blade of grass.
Yes.
And in those days, probably more than one rifle. So, you know, it's, you know, times have changed, but there is a... a certain population here in the United States, they still know how to shoot back.
Yes, they do.
Maybe the world is a little bit safer place because of that.
I think it is. And I think, you know, in our communities, I don't believe in the gun-free zones. I think that's just advertising quick pickings. We're going into a break. Yeah. Your calls are welcome. You can visit us. You can visit his website, at the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. It's yours. You own it, you know, lock, stock, and barrel. And that you could just use the acronym. It's just CCRKBA.org or give them a call at 1-800-486-6963. And Dave and Beth Ann will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Cull of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Dave Workman of the CCRKBA. That's the Citizens Committee to Keep and Bear Arms. Keep and bear arms, and that we think that is our right. We know that is in the Second Amendment, and we know it's getting constantly infringed upon. You know, freedom and liberty is never really won, Dave. You and I both know that. There's always that guy around the corner with the trench coat trying to take your rights away, trying to take something that you have away, whether it's for greed, for power, or for all of it. And we have constantly been out there fighting in the trenches with this, and I know that you have definitely been in the trenches. And it's something that it's very near and dear to my heart, because I believe it is the foundation of what we stand for here in the United States. It is a freedom. It is a liberty. It is the right to keep and bear arms. It is the right to defend yourself, whether it's from the bad guys, whether it's from another nation, whether it's from a tyrannical government. And it's something to hold back that and to secure and keep your liberties. And when it gets infringed upon, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, when it gets infringed upon, then you lose that ability to defend yourself. And, you know, they have all these warm fuzzies. They think that these certain places should be gun zone free, gun free zones. And those are the ones that always get attacked. The murderous cowards will always go where they know nobody's going to shoot back. And we've seen it over and over and over again. And why these others on the other side can't see what they're doing, what that is doing, I don't get it. I really don't get it, because to me it's very plain, and I'm no genius, but to me it's very obvious.
Well, it is an interesting phenomenon, and you know, we call these areas soft targets because they really are. You're not going to get much resistance now. When's the last time you ever saw somebody go in and try to shoot up a gun range or a gun shop?
They don't do it.
Yeah,
do they?
Sure, come on in. We'll give you a greeting. You're going to learn something. it's astonishing to me that the far left anti-gun types, and frankly, I know some people on the far left who are staunch gun guys. They really are. They just they think differently on social issues. But the radical extremist anti-gunner has it set in his or her mind that if we just take guns away from the law-abiding citizens, and you know, we don't resist, if we try to make friends with these people who want to be our enemies and kill us by the bushel, everything's going to be fine. And I have to say, well, I'll tell you what, you give up your guns first if you have any, and if you don't have any, that's fine. And then I promise I won't protect you if somebody tries to hurt you.
I will respect that.
Yeah, you know, I respect that. And, you know, I'll attend your funeral.
And these, you know, these that are the activists, whether they're politicians or Hollywood elites or whatever, you know, that have their armed guards surrounding them and protecting them and their families and their property, but they don't think that you have the right to do that. That's pretty hypocritical to me.
Yeah, it really is. It's maybe the zenith of hypocrisy, but I'm afraid that's kind of the world that we live in. And you know, I'm gonna commit a little bit of blasphemy right now. I'm gonna beat up on so many conservatives who haven't bothered to vote. You know, when you don't vote, you don't get the government that you elect. You get the government that you don't elect. And this fall could be for all the marbles, ladies and gentlemen. So get out there, make sure that you're registered, make sure that you are a registered voter in your precinct, and make darn sure that everybody in your family and that all of your friends go to vote, too. This is important, and it's not important for old people like me. It's important for our kids and grandkids and your neighbors' kids and grandkids, the people who are going to come along in two or three generations from now. That's why this is so important.
It absolutely is, and it's something, you know, you talk about the hypocrisy, but it's also, you know, I have a little empathy, and I scold them every day too, Dave. They've got to get out and vote. I know we have voter fraud. I know we have things going on, but the more the citizens we get out there voting, the more people that get active in your local communities, because we were designed to be governed locally. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. We've got everything, I call it inside, outside, upside down. I don't know if you ever read that book to your kids or your grandkids, but you know, we're not supposed to be dictated or run or ruled or governed by D.C. We're supposed to be governed locally. All they're there to do is just keep it all together. They're not to be telling us about our health care. They're not to be telling us, well, you've got to believe in climate change. They're not to be telling us you can't carry the gun or you can only carry X amount of ammo. That's not their job.
That's true. And thankfully, we've got the ability and the mechanism to make sure that they don't have a job after November. So,
I think absolutely.
I think that's the beauty of the United States and this whole electoral process. You know, we get to see this all unfold, and every 4 years we get a renewal in our civics lessons that we should have learned in high school. But that's really what this is all about. And, of course, the Citizens Committee and the Second Amendment Foundation, our sister organization, we're right there in the middle of all of this because, you know, we're grassroots. We work with people who not only support, but they live the Second Amendment. They live for it. They want to protect it. It's part of the Bill of Rights, and that's really part of the fabric of the United States. And, you know, the Bill of Rights, that's not a buffet that you can walk in and just pick and choose what you want. That's an all-or-nothing proposition. It's a 10-course meal, and you get the whole full service when you're born here, when you become a citizen. And that's what this country has made us unique in the world. And I think that's why so many people want to come and live here, either sneak across the border or actually come in here legally. And that says just everything that needs to be said about the United States. We have groups of people who are bound and determined to protect that which made us great.
Absolutely.
And let's not forget that.
We should never forget that. And, you know, I've got a Greek proverb that I like to return to every now and then. Society is great when old men plant trees whose shade they know they won't enjoy. And that's what our founding fathers did. And now it's up to you and I to get those pruned and cut back so that our grandchildren, great-grandchildren can enjoy them. We're out of time, but I want to ask you real quick. I gave the number and the website, and you run on membership. So we need people to join in the fight, join in the battle, and help support CCRKBA so that you can keep that Second Amendment, and they are there lobbying and fighting for us. So it is by membership. I am correct about that, aren't I, Dave? So that's what we need to do.
We always appreciate a contribution, too, because a dollar looks as big as a bedspread around here.
Yes, oh, my goodness. I understand that completely. We're going to do all that we can for you. We're out of time, but what I say every day, Dave, and this is what you and I are doing, we have got to come together. We've got to put our differences aside, focus on our common denominators, and bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.